Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes. Basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Yeah, Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, live tonight at Northwest High School. The Mountie is hosting the Redhawks from historic Marshall. Interstate 8 basketball action tonight, and glad to be here on a Monday night. This is a makeup game for these two teams, and it's one that we're glad we had on the schedule. And I'm interested to see the Mounties one more time, and this is kind of maybe our last time we see them this year. Unless they were to make a deep tournament run, that seems like it's not in the cards. But what I'm really rooting for tonight, Brian, is end to the losing streak.
You're rooting for that. I'm rooting to just watch Jalen Jordan run and jump. That's a show on its own. He's definitely one of our more exciting basketball players we get to see in Jackson County, not the most exciting player this year.
No doubt about it. He's got physical gifts, but skills and basketball acumen, and he's a shot blocker is maybe the secret skill that he possesses so well. He's such a good shot blocker because he has that athleticism to leap and leave the ground quickly. He's the first guy off the floor, and he's in the air longer than you. Makes it easy to block shots. They do come in on an 8-game losing skid, including Friday. Here at Northwest as they hosted Columbia Central. And that's a game that was kind of back and forth throughout the night. And Columbia Central just kind of seized control late in that one to win it 50-43. It's an 8-game losing streak. I think you and I, though, right now, I think we have a kind of a losing streak break sort of luck for
our
us.
Presence.
We did that for Jackson College on Wednesday. I think we're ready to be that good luck charm for the Mounties tonight. And we weren't that because we did see them play Western. That was a game that the Panthers won 54-39, but they were on a losing streak too, so that still technically was us being there as a good luck charm to end losing streak.
And I don't know if you got this, but Coach James Bradley gave me an extra 20 just to make sure we'd be here.
Oh, awesome.
So did you get that as well?
I didn't get anything extra. Maybe I shouldn't talk
about that. I don't know if that's illegal. I don't think for coaches to pay announcers
radio.
Is anything.
Well, I mean, if it is a problem, Northwest Mounties have been one of our sponsors on high school basketball and high school sports for a long, long time. So Northwest Community Schools always supports their team on the radio and all of our teams and all of our coverage. I do want to make a quick amends. Our energy drink sponsor tonight is Bucked Up Energy. And I got the Miami flavor. You know that's quickly become my favorite Bucked Up Energy. Zero calories, zero sugar, plenty of energy to get me through high school basketball broadcast, which I don't need a lot of extra energy to get through one of these, but I've been up since real early this morning.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, back to Jalen Jordan, get watching him run and jump a few times, that energy perk right up anyway.
It makes me feel tired watching him because what it would take for me to jump even a little bit to his level. No, these guys have great motors. I think we thought that Northwest played really well in that game against Western to come up short in this rivalry. And I think they can build on that. And I think they just got to figure out how to win. And I think that's a thing that some teams never quite get a handle on is you can play hard and you can be in games and close games down to the stretch, but how do you win? You know, and I think that's a skill that's what separates the winners from everyone else.
And that's funny that you say that, Steve, because just talking to Coach Bradley, I said, well, how are you feeling at this point in the season? You know, we're about ready for tournament time, and he's like, man, we got to just figure out how to win. And so you just said it, you echoed his, and that's something you didn't even, I hadn't told you that he said that to me. But he said the same thing. We're in these close games, and we just can't figure out how to put teams away.
Yeah, so, closing is another term for that. You know, how do you close it? How do you finish it? And that's, I think, a thing that you feel like they got to figure out, especially they go into a tough district with Jackson, Northwest, Everett, Mason, Okemos, and hosted by Holt. So if you want to see your season extend, you're gonna have to figure out how to win real quick in this last stretch of games.
Yeah, and if you're them, you gotta do the simple things. Like, you can't have just the unforced turnovers.
Yeah,
and you want to get good shots. You know, no bad shot. Because to me, sometimes a bad shot is like a turnover. So
yeah,
you know, you gotta make the right plays. Be patient. No unforced things. Take care of the ball on the defensive glass. You know, end possessions. Like those simple, mm-hmm. fundamental basketball things. I think you do those things, and you will start seeing yourself close out games, like you say.
Yeah, and like you said, it's weird. It's not something extra or dynamic necessarily. A lot of times, figuring out how to win is how to not lose. I mean, what I mean. It all sounds cliche when you say it, or simple, but. It's doing the little things right, and then you don't have to do big things because you're just there doing the right things. You don't make mistakes. You don't give them extra possessions. You don't waste possessions that come up empty when you need big buckets. All right, well, we got to take 3 minutes here. The pregame, we'll come back and look at the starting lineups. We're getting close to tip-off for this one. Northwest Mounties and the Marshall Redhawks here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Marshall Redhawks.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes in the pregame here as everybody's still getting warmed up. Let's grab a look at the starting lineups, Brian, before we get started.
Okay, well, let's start with the visiting Redhawks from Marshall. We have a pair of juniors, including Lincoln Fuller and Clark Irwin. Then we have a trio of seniors that include Austin Burns, Landon Lewis, and alert, we have a coach's son alert, Austin Miller. We love coach's sons and lefties. Those are the two things that we adore. If he's a lefty, we're really gonna
He's
hold this
favorite.
Guy in. Yeah.
The coach's kids, they just seem to do a lot of stuff right. Usually a pretty good free throw shooter. Usually follow the game plan and don't make a ton of mistakes.
And this particular one's averaging 16 a game, so and it makes sense. I mean, you grow up in the gym. You better be able to shoot the ball when you've grown up there.
Yeah, if you played basketball where you're around a coach's kid ever, you know they were just always there shooting in the corner.
Yeah.
Or watching and learning, and then when they're first able to get out on the floor, they have them. You see the coach for the couple hours that you're at practice. He has to do practice and then go home, ride home with the coach and get extra pointers, or maybe see him on Saturday morning too. Yeah, so it's a different feeling to be a coach's kid. To their advantage a lot of the time.
And speaking as a former coach's kid and a coach that had kids, just the access to the gym is something. I mean,
yeah.
Like, we've spent a lot of hours in that gym in Michigan Center, and both as a player and as a father, and that's just one of the benefits that you have. So,
yeah.
Steve, would you like to know Northwest, or do we need to take a break?
We better do it really quick.
Okay. Well, I'll do it quickly. We have freshman Bryson Cooper, Jonathan Osterberg, freshman, brother Jarrett Osterberg, Jr., Dennis Graham, sophomore, and Jalen Jordan, the lone senior, starting tonight for the Mounties.
All right, well, we'll tip it off here in a moment. Let's take a two-minute break, and when we come back, opening tip-off, Mounties and Redhawks on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame as the anthem finishes up here. Brian Haynes at the Northwest High School Gymnasium, Mountie Country here. Mountie Nation in attendance tonight. I was hoping we'd have a Jeff Bontrager sighting, but no such luck so far.
We always like getting Jeff over here and get him to speak with us for a couple minutes.
They give us a hearty go Mounties before we get going, but starting lineups getting introduced out on the floor again. Our coverage brought to you by a number of fine sponsors, including Fuller's Chem Dry, Avenue Auto, County National Bank, Aero Quip Credit Union, Time Coffee, Softwater, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning will be transmixing. When to speak of the devil, and he appears. Jeff Bontrager just took a step inside the door. He's not going to miss a varsity Mountie Hoops game, I guess, tonight.
Well, Jeff's always listening to us. I'm sure he heard us, and he's like, oh, okay.
I better get down there.
I'll come out of my office. He's getting things done.
You think
here,
working overtime? He's burning the midnight oil a little bit.
If I know Jeff, like I think I do, he's working.
Superintendent's job is never done.
Man, so Jalen Jordan just introduced and kind of gave a high five to the guy that sits at the end of the, you know, the tunnel coming out and the introductions. And even his high five jump was electric.
Yeah, he's definitely got that. Those springs.
You know, you mentioned it's not just the athleticism, but he's got basketball skills, and he's been an adept scorer for Northwest. He needs to find that second guy, though, second and third. You know, who's it going to be? Some nights I feel like it's Dennis Graham. Other nights it could be an Osterberg or, you know, Avery Ensbaugh or one of the Cooper brothers. But there got to be some consistency there. There's guys that can do it. Now, who's it going
to
be?
But that is kind of a thing that they try to do against Northwest, is take Jordan away, and you can double team if they don't have a Batman 2 as Robin, Pippen 2 as Jordan, then that can really bog down the Northwest offense. So see if you can find a running mate here.
I'm ready to say a Jordan to his Pippen.
The tap goes back to Marshall, and we're underway here at Northwest High School. And that's going to be... Fuller taking the ball, moving around in a little baseline drive by Fuller, gives it up back to the wing and going baseline and swatted away by Osterberg on the shot attempt by Burns, rebounded by Marshall. It looks like they're going to go back court here. So active hands right away for the Mounties and getting a stop on the first possession.
Yeah, what a block by Osterberg. Burns was going in strong with bad intentions. I think he might have been even looking to dunk.
Yeah.
Osterberg met him at the rim, said no, no, no.
Osterberg's got it now on the wing for the Mounties. Gets a screen there by Bryson Cooper. Gets it to the top for Jordan near the jump circle. He works with it past the screen, back around it. Pull up from the top of the key and leaves it short. And nobody can get to it. So a little, it must have had some butter popcorn or something before the game. Dry those hands off. Slipped.
That is a shot that we've seen Jalen Jordan make, though. He kind of likes that little pull up from 15, 16 feet.
Scoreless here underway, almost still in the first minute of our game. Another baseline drive, this time splitting the defense, and again making it tough on the driver there was Austin Miller. Missed the shot, rebounded by the Mounties. That bodes well for Northwest if they can go, you know, give up one shot and clear the board.
The little things that we talked about, right?
Yeah, Osterberg working right side, now gets a screen. Top of the key for Graham, swings it left side for Jonathan Osterberg. He'll put it on the deck toward the top of the key. Now right wing for Jarrett. Into the corner for Graham. Dennis Graham will give up to the top for Jordan near the jump circle. 6:40 to go first quarter. Scoreless so far. Jordan hands off to Graham. Little weave on the wing. And I don't know if that was an errant pass. They saved it, but saved it right to Marshall. And a fast break. And they thought about the dunk. This would be a layup there for Clark Irwin and Marshall on the board first here. 6:28 to play. 2-0 lead for the Red Hawks, and they got a timeout on the floor here. Real quick timeout for Northwest. We'll keep it here in the broadcast.
Steve, you're right. Clark Irwin went up like he wanted to dunk it, and he kind of threw it, but didn't really grab rim. We can't count that.
No. But in deference, I will say that's the right play. And a scoreless outing, and you get a layup, fast break layup. Let's not risk missing a dunk. Let's go ahead and just make it.
You know, normally I agree with you, but when you and I are here doing the broadcast and we both like dunks, and if Clark Irwin's listened to us, he knows that. And he's making two fans if he tries to throw that down, make or miss.
Jordan will inbound, and the Mounties will have to come in against full court pressure here. They get it to Jordan, and he kind of dribbles past. He gives it up to Osterberg, maybe too soon. Now he's going to try to penetrate. Help comes over. They gives it up to Graham outside the circle, and Northwest will settle into their half-court attempt. Jonathan Osterberg, left side, right side. Now Jordan, outside the arc, top of the key, Jarrett. Osterberg, Graham, left side, Jonathan. Good movement on the perimeter. got to look inside there and see if you got a cutter there in Cooper. And there's jump in the passing lane and a turnover. Nice rip off there. Lincoln Fuller with the steal. Perimeter and no drive and into the paint. Gets the shot up, no good, but Clark Irwin draws a whistle, and that'll be free throws coming for Clark as he looks to be the recipient of another couple points to lead all scorers in this 2-0 game.
Called that reach on Dennis Graham. I didn't think there was a lot there, but no. There again, you learn from an early age. You're not supposed to reach, right? That's what your coach always tells you.
Irwin makes the pair 4-0. Irwin leading the Mounties 4-0. Marshall, other players on Marshall still putting in an effort. Irwin's got them all so far. Mounties work to the perimeter. Jordan from the top. Eagles left side, Graham. And you haven't seen the Mounties really look to pass down into the paint, just staying all on the perimeter like they're just waiting for, I don't know, for Marshall to give them something. There's a nice drive by Jordan. He gets into the paint, a little teardrop. Falls off. He's going to go to the line for a pair here.
Yeah, Steve, they have been being patient there on the offensive end, but you're right. There's not a lot of cutting inside. Mm-hmm. It's like we're going to pass around the perimeter, and hopefully eventually Jalen Jordan will go shoot and do something creative. Like, that's kind of what it feels like their offense is right now.
He missed that free throw. So still scoreless for the Mounties with 5:25 to go first quarter. Number 0, Jalen Jordan at the line. Second free throw. Both of them looked like they were going to go in, and neither one did. Marshall can extend their advantage. Working against Jordan from the top was Austin Burns. Gives it up left wing to Irwin. He gets a screen. Moves to the top of the key. Goes all the way around to the right wing and then scoops it over to Austin Miller. Miller gives it up, and we're going to work the weave on the wing here. Burns back to Fuller. Now a drive from the top into the block, and good defense there by Bryson Cooper to not foul, but still get kind of a deflection. Austin Miller misses the shot. Northwest quickly the other way, and there's a drive by Jonathan Osterberg. Got a little too deep, missed the shot, rebounded it quickly the other way from Marshall. Irwin drops it off, and I'm going to call a foul on the shot. See what goes against.
Yeah, Dennis Graham, I think, and that's going to be his second.
Yeah, it is the call, because it looked like Jordan got him. Hand on the basketball, and Graham kind of got some arm, so that'll send Fuller to the free throw line, and he hits the first. 5-0, Red Hawks here early going, 4:41 to play. Anspaw going to make his first appearance, and he had been in the starting lineup, and as had Hudson Cooper, so just switching things around for Coach Bradley.
Yeah, he's talking about needing to finish a game. He's looking for a different way to maybe start the game, although thus far not working out in this 5-0 game.
Missed free throw, 5-0, and on the rebound, it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch, Marshall, and they'll set up full court pressure here against the Mounties. Inbound goes right into the corner where they want you to pass it, and resulting deflection will keep Northwest possession.
I could see where this Marshall team would be a good pressing team. They have a lot of length out there on the floor, and you know, perceived quickness too.
Yeah, it's
just a lumbering length.
Exactly, athletic length.
Yeah.
There, Bryson Cooper had a momentary step. They don't give it to him, but Jared Osterberg with a nice drive has it swatted away. He had a nice block earlier. Now he gets blocked. They'll call it out off of the Redhawks on the sideline, and the Mounties will get it back. That was a nice drive by Osterberg. Just went up and got swatted by a nice defensive play.
Yeah, and that's that Marshall length that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Osterberg throws it into Anspaw. Now Jordan on the right wing. He'll pull up that triple off the heel. Long rebound grabbed by the Redhawks. 5-0 lead with 4:16 to go first quarter. Northwest on quite a scoreless drought. And there's a steal. Takeaway by Jonathan Osterberg. Pressure in the backcourt. Gets it away to Bryson Cooper. Now he'll find Jalen Jordan. Not quite numbers for Northwest, but a little disarray on the defensive end. Settles in. They'll go with the half court. Jonathan Osterberg to Anspaw, swings it right side for Jordan. Faces up. Sort of a pump fake, and then took an extra step on the takeoff, and it didn't look like he might get it called, but it is the right call for the official. Picked up the pivot foot there. Turnover for the Mounties, and with 3:47 to go first quarter, we're still scoreless. Hudson Cooper comes into the game for his first minutes.
brother Bryson going to the bench.
And we thought Cooper had a nice game against Western.
Yeah, he did. He looked like he was more decisive with his moves.
Yeah, there's a pull-up jumper for Marshall off the fingers of Austin Burns for the make. 3:30 to play, and it's 7-0 Red Hawks. Jordan gives it up right side, Osterberg. Now it's Anspaugh. Left side, Jordan. Pump fakes the three. Now gives it back to the top for Anspaugh. Swings it right side. Jared Osterberg to Jonathan in the corner. He'll drive from there. Gets in deep. Pivots and gives it back out to Cooper. And he's going to get a cut by Jordan into the paint. And there's a bucket for the Mounties. There's that cut we're looking for. Hudson Cooper found him for the assist. 7-2. Mounties trail only by 5 with 3 minutes to go. So within striking distance, a little run here would be nice for the Mounties. There's a crossover and a drive. Skip pass to no one. That was Austin Burns on the drive, and he looked to kind of clear back out in between two Marshall players out of bounds in Northwest ball.
And the two-man student section yelling, who was that to? I like that. Might be small in numbers, but big on voice. Way to go.
Osterberg running a little weave here. Gives it to Jordan. Now he's going to look to drive. Sweeping crossover sidestep. Tough shot. Missed it. Got a good look at it. Gives it up to Marshall on the rebound. Coming the other way, Miller. Stolen away. Good hands, Jordan. Now on the run out. Slashes. Gets in there. Is going to draw a foul. They called it travel. Interesting. I thought it had all the makings of a reach-in call.
It sure did. And he might have stepped, but I thought it was because he kind of got whacked on the arm first.
2:20 to play, 2-7, Wounnie's trail. And it's Burns with the ball, hands off to Miller over there. Miller into the corner for Fuller. We get back out to the top, fresh into the game. J.J. Tucker out there. Miller drives, pull-up fader from the elbow, and a tough shot, made it. 2-9. Mounties trail, 1:56 to play. We're in the opening quarter here at Northwest High School.
It's a nice shot by Miller there.
Jalen Jordan gives it up to Anspaugh at the top. He puts it on the deck. Now left side, Jonathan Osterberg. Pump fakes Osterberg. Jarrett this time gives it up to Jalen Jordan. He's about three steps behind the arc. Now right wing for Anspaugh. Looking for Hudson Cooper in the corner. Double team comes, and it's deflected and stolen. Marshall possesses. Brings it over the timeline. Now looking to drive. Pull up from the elbow is short for Burns. Rebounded. Anspaugh knocked away but off of the Marshall player's foot. And so the Mounties will keep it. A couple substitutions for Marshall coming in. Matthew Walto and Riker Richardson.
Love
nope,
that
excuse
name.
Me. Tayshawn Simpson.
Oh. That's too bad. So I want to hear you say Riker Richardson.
Riker Richardson. Double R.
Yeah, I love it.
109 to play here in the first. 9-2. Mounties still trailing. Jordan gets a screen from Hudson Cooper. Goes away. Loses the handle. Stolen away by Miller. Or excuse me, that's Burns. Burns gives it up to Walto. And now for a little bunny jumper there for Austin Miller. Seems good. We'll have to see a miss before I won't call it good. 37 seconds, 11-2, Mounties trail. There's a little one-on-one move by Anspaugh just to pivot. Not the tallest guy. Strong, though. Anspaugh, he got down low. Gets the shot up, missed, but sends him to the free throw line.
And he got fouled by another strong-looking guy, J.J. Tucker. That looks like a football player in a basketball uniform.
32.5 to go, and a chance for the Mounties to cut into this 9-point lead with Anspaugh at the free throw line, and he misses. So far, 0 for 3 from the stripe for the Mounties. Graham's going to come back in with two fouls, and also onto the floor for Northwest is John Johnson.
Steve, this first quarter is going to come to an end, and Northwest is likely going to have no more than 3 points. And again, you watch on the offensive end, and it's just hard to see where they're going to get the extra scoring from if it's not Jalen Jordan.
He makes that free throw. 11-3, Mounties trail. Inbound goes to Miller, and they're kind of staying in the backcourt here. Burns has it now. He'll bring it over the timeline. Crosses. Crosses. gives it up in the corner. Three-point shot from Miller, and he knocks it down. Burns and Miller combo has been tough. Both of those kids go about 6'4". And showing that he's got some range does Miller, and knocked down that triple, 14-3. 5 seconds to play. Graham, working the crossover, gives it up. Deep three for Ansbaugh. He had to fling it. And after one, 14-3 is our score. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up on WKHM. Score 60.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Eight minutes back on the scoreboard here. 14-3 the score. Northwest will get the ball to start the second quarter. 3 points, two for Jalen Jordan and one for Ansbaugh. Gives us our total for the Mounties. Austin Miller, who we mentioned, is the coach's kid. Anthony Miller looked good, really good, and I think it's nice for a player like Austin Burns, who had about 6'4", 6'5", had pretty nice handles.
Yeah, that's a good, formidable 1-2 punch with some length to it.
Some length and athleticism. I predict we will get a dunk before it's all said and done. There's a nice drive by Jonathan Osterberg. Gives it up to Jordan. He takes it into the trees and gets it up on the rim. Doesn't fall, but he will go to the free throw line. 1-for-4 as a team, Northwest so far. 7:35 to play in the first half, trailing 14-3. Steve Boyle and Professor Brian Haynes tonight. Brought to you by Grimes Plumbing. Free throw line brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And Jalen Jordan's made a couple trips to that Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Came away empty the first time. Now there's 1-for-3.
Yeah, it's been a little more cooling than it has been heating on the free throw line. Although, as a team now 2-for-5, it's early enough they can quickly get that percentage up there with a few makes in a row.
That one rattles in but counts, and now that 50% mark. And again, first time at the line for the night. Maybe it's your first shot of the game or your first make of the game. That's a good feeling. A little bit of a half-court trap here by the Mounties. Marshall passing around out of it into the corner. Miller gets a quick shot away. That one's going to be a little long. And rebounded eventually by Jalen Jordan, and he'll take it the other way for the Mounties. Ansbaugh on the wing down to Jonathan Osterberg. Gives it up to Graham. Swings it right side for Jordan. He'll drive from there. No, backs it back out. Left side for Osterberg. Ansbaugh just right of that top of the key. Scoops it to Graham. Now coming across Jordan to get it at the top. Miller waiting to defend him most of the time, which is a kind of a mismatch. Miller's got some of that length. Hudson Cooper making a move to the rim. He gets a shot up, but call for traveling. 14-5, they trail.
Cooper has a few inches on Tayshawn Simpson, but not a few pounds. Simpson's a big, strong lad underneath there. Hudson trying to clear some space, and Simpson wasn't budging.
Northwest, again, got that kind of half-court trap going, and Cooper gets in the passing lane, kicks one out of bounds, so it'll stay Marshall ball from the sideline into the backcourt.
If you're Coach Bradley, you're hoping to make some offense out of this defense.
There's a nice cut by Burns. Starts to dribble into the elbow. Skips it down to the block. And dribbled out of bounds by J.J. Tucker. And Marshall will turn it over.
That the wrestling coach in Marshall's mad that JJ got away and went and played basketball.
Jalen Jordan gives it up to Osterberg, working that perimeter. You said we just like to see more happening down in the lane for Northwest, a cutter or a screen roll. Jordan gets a screen, it's bumped, no call, backs it to Graham. He cuts in a little bit. Nice drop down to Hudson Cooper, who goes up with a strong finish and draws a foul. A little contact underneath the end of the play, and Hudson Cooper have a chance at the three-point play, and that was good-looking offense. Get it to Graham and be right place, right time, Hudson Cooper, to get a good open look.
When we finally kind of had a ball screen where there was then a cutter off of it, so there was like a little bit more movement.
Graham saw the floor well. They cut the lead down to just 7 and can make it closer here with a successful free throw for Cooper. 6:02 to play in the half, 14-7 Mounties trail. And that one, oh, it looked good. I was about to say it went in, but he missed it at the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Burns gets the rebound, brings up the floor quickly into a double team and tied up. Did we get a foul call? Oh, man.
Oh, thought that was going to be a jump.
That's a jump ball all day to me.
Oh, they got that on Graham as well. Oh, that's a tough break.
Yep. Thought they had him tied up for sure. We'll get it. They will caught on the floor, though, so we'll pass it in from the baseline here. 5:55 to go first half. Goes into Miller. He'll hand it off to Lewis. And then we get a drive from the top. And nowhere to go with it. Turnover from Walto. And the Mounties will get it back. Nothing, no damage done there. 14-7, except for now you got Dennis Graham out there with three fouls. And 5:43 still to play in the first half.
Steve, even though you and I thought it was clean, it's still something when you have two fouls, you just can't get that hand stuck in there and you know, give the official any reason to call it on you.
True. Jalen Jordan out on the floor on the left wing. Goes now across the middle, drives, gets in. Little sidestep, gets a good touch up on the rim on that one. And cuts the lead to 5. 14-9, 5:24 to play first half. Mounties set up, again, that half-court trap. Working around the backcourt, and Burns does a good job breaking it. Gets into the middle of the floor, pull up from the free throw line. Rattles off, though. Jared Osterberg had it, has it knocked away, and they get it out and save it on their end of the floor to Fuller. And now we got Miller out at the top to set the spacing here and trigger the offense for Marshall in the half-court. Miller right side for Burns. Drops it off to the baseline. For Lewis, now he changes spots in the corner there with Miller, now to the top four. Tucker, J.J. Tucker looking to drive around Jordan. Nowhere to go there, has to back it out to Lewis. He'll take a step in, drops it down to Burns working on the block, and Osterberg tracking him. Made it tough, Burns gets the shot up, doesn't make it, but does draw a whistle.
What Burns can kind of do it all about, I mean, we don't have official height, but I'm like guessing 6'5", you thinking?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, you were right. He can handle the ball. He can get it inside. That's a tough matchup.
And missed the free throw. 14-9 still. Mounties have closed the lead to 5. They trailed by as many as 9. We have 4:41 to play till the halftime break.
Yeah, even with cold shooting, bad free throw shooting, you're still only down. Look at the clock, you're only down 6. You got to be okay with that.
Burns makes that second Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw. 15-9, Mounties trail. Jalen Jordan had a bucket on his last trip. Gets a screen, and now a roll by Bryson Cooper. Goes across top to Jared Osterberg instead, into the corner for Jonathan Osterberg. He'll get a screen from Bryson Cooper, who rolls to the basket. Sets up posted. Well, spinning jumper for Osterberg, no good. Rebounded by Marshall. Miller runs the floor into the corner. Pump fake for the three from Irwin. Now they go down to Miller on the block. Osterberg chasing him. That's Jarrett. He's putting in some defensive effort. There's a little drive attempt by Lewis, and he's going to go to the floor. They'll call blocking foul, and possession will stay with Marshall with 4:05 to go until the halftime break.
It'll be Avery Ansbaugh's first.
Burns on the block, trying to back Jordan down. He'll have to back it out to Miller. Back in the corner for Burns. Gets the step baseline. Called for the high school pump fake travel.
Won a game.
At least.
a guarantee.
Marshall setting up a little three-quarter court trap. Now they're backing up. 3:50 to play. 6-point lead for the Red Hawks. There's Osterberg trying to feed Bryson Cooper in the paint. Backs it out now, and it's in the corner. And trapped there is Jonathan Osterberg. Trying to throw it off the defender's feet, but bounces up in the air. Marshall creates the turnover now on the offense. Open look from the wing for three for Miller, and he knocks it down. And it's going to be a full timeout from the Northwest bench. We'll take a 60-second timeout as well. 3:26 to play. 18-9 the score. Marshall leads on WKHM.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. AM and 101.5 FM.
Marshall comes in here 11-6, 5-3 in the league, right in the middle of the conference. They have the three conference losses were to Battle Creek, Harper Creek, Western, and Coldwater, who are all in the top half of the league right now. They do have a win over Penfield, who's currently sitting in second place, I think, as Jordan gets a step and does that kind of one-handed runner, and it goes off the window. And a bucket is big for Northwest, 18-11 they trail. 3:05 to go here in the first half. Burns gets a step, gets down in there. And they are, once those Marshall Redhawk drivers get down there and try to get close to the bucket, they got three guys collapsing. And they've made it tough to score down there, and Marshall's gotten it done from beyond the arc. And they like that elbow jumper, too, that you know I love if it's an open shot. Miller gets another open look, and casually knocks down another triple, and they're going to have to find him.
Yeah, he's a problem right now for Northwest.
Stretches the lead out to 10, 2:41 to go in the half, and he's got, three threes?
Yeah.
Maybe four?
Three threes and a pair of twos.
Yeah.
Just 10 when I figured out real quick. No, actually, that's not even true.
Anspaugh gets a step baseline, gets in deep, has his shot deflected and rebounded by Marshall. Redhawks running to get it to Burns, get a back cut and a finish at the bucket on that one for, that was Fuller. And we get another timeout here for the Mounties, another full timeout. 60-second break on the broadcast, 2:19 to play in the half, 23-11, Mounties trail.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
of the half. Northwest trails by 12. We'll see. They got a point out of the last time out. Get a bucket. See what they do here. Anspaw goes right side for Jared Osterberg. Now out to Jordan. Really pressuring him, trying to deny. He was left side to Anspaw from the wing. Dribbles to the middle. Scoops it to Jonathan Osterberg there. He goes left side to Anspaw now on the wing. Back out to Osterberg. Deep, looking to re-space and set things up. Minute 48 to go. They give it to Jordan. He's deep on the right wing. There's a screen in there for Hudson Cooper. Jordan gets a step into the lane. Somehow passes it away from the defense. And Northwest has it back out on the floor with Osterberg. Jordan on the right wing now. And loses the handle on the way in. But Jonathan Osterberg right there to scoop it. It's Cooper trying to feed somebody on the block. And it goes out of bounds. Fortunately, last touch by Marshall.
As if Northwest is saying, hey, let's run that play where Jalen Jordan creates something for somebody.
Double team coming in the corner for Osterberg. They swing it away from it. Now the ball's moving quickly. Still nobody to cut to. There's Hudson Cooper trying to post up. Nice back cut for Anspaw. Gets in deep. Throws a shot up. Blocked, but he will draw a foul. Anspaw has been able to penetrate a few times. He's not getting the finish down there in the trees, but he's gotten to the stripe a couple times.
Yep, one for two right now. But again,
so just
good
once.
Things. Yeah, well, again, good things happening when you get some cutting going on.
Yeah.
It's that free throw to curl in.
23-12. That's an 11-point lead now for Marshall with a minute 11 to play. Anspaw gets both of them. At the Espen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and now an inbound in the backcourt to Marshall. Crossover. Burns will get it into their Marshall half of the court. Right side for Miller. There's Osterberg chasing him. Got to do that all the rest of the game. Miller lost the handle a little bit there. Drive for the baseline, backs it back out. Miller comes around to get it. Double team into the high post area. That was a little fader. That is partially blocked with some contact, and it looks like Burns will go to the free throw line. 48.5 to play in the half. 23-13, Mounties trail.
You see where this Marshall team would be tough?
Oh, yeah. Burns leaves that one short. He's struggling at the stripe so far. A little weakness in the game, we were seeing. He looks like he can play just about everywhere, but right now the free throw line's been daunting.
You can do some things when you have a 6'5" point guard.
Yeah.
He can see over anybody. You get some cutters going.
That one was halfway down and rattles out. Miller gets it a tap and gets an extra chance at it. And good touch off the glass for Miller, and that's going to push the lead out to 12. 38 seconds to go for the Mounties. Holding out for one, maybe. Jordan's going to give it off to Jared Osterberg. Hands off to Anspaw. No, he keeps it. Spins the corner. And Jonathan Osterberg off the dribble loses it. And fast breaking for Marshall as Burns was going up to dunk it. Challenged by Jared Osterberg. He won't get the dunk, but he does get the layup to go. 27-13. That was about to be a poster.
Yeah.
Osterberg going up tough, though. Running fader for Jordan goes up off the heel with 3 seconds. Three-quarter court fling fading out of bounds from Miller. There's a miss, and 27-13 our score here as we reach the halftime mark. Let's take 3 minutes, and we'll come back and get the numbers and analysis as the Mounties trail at home 27-13 against Marshall on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Winter is approaching and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
At the half, Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Northwest. Southern deficit grow throughout the first quarter, 27-13 is where we sit here at the break. And I think there was opportunity for Northwest to make this a better game or a tighter game, and they just couldn't get any, I don't know, we've only seen them a couple times, and a lot of times it's been, you know, it's been kind of a back and forth little like slugfest a little bit. In this case, Marshall's not really trying to have a slugfest; they're trying to go down and score points. And Northwest, on the other hand, hasn't been able to generate that same kind of offense. And I'm curious where it's going to come from in the second half. Jalen Jordan, as we've seen the couple times we have seen Northwest this year, he's kind of the focal point for the defense to say, let's take him away. And as you said, they didn't discover somebody else who was going to go out there and be his sidekick or you know, take the lead role while he's being blanketed.
Yeah, Northwest runs what a lot of teams we see in the area run. Four out with a dribble drive where you're looking to drive and then kick if you're, you know, doubled. But to do that, you got to have guys that are confident and ready to hit that three-pointer, and you got to have guys that can get to the lane to begin with and then draw a double team. Right now, that's just not happening unless it's Jalen Jordan with the ball. You know, he's the one that's kind of driving. But as you said, we're not seeing we've seen no made threes from the Northwest Mounties. Now, if you're a Mountie fan and you're listening to us, the good news is you are only down 14, so it's not like you're down 28. Like it's yeah. And they've played pretty well on the defensive end because Marshall has some offensive talent, and Northwest being scrappy. Now, another piece of bad news, you have Dennis Graham on the bench with three fouls, although we'll, I'm sure, see him starting right off.
Yeah, what are you keeping him? What are you holding him back for if you're down 14 and you don't go out there and give everything you got here in the third quarter? And as we kind of talk about playing, even cutting that game down, you're going to have 8 minutes. You want to come out and have a really good first 2 minutes or 3 minutes and get, you know, maybe win it 4-0 or 5-0 and hope to cut, you know, get it down to single digits and then something to work with there. Northwest a little slow to come out of the locker room, so they're drawing something up there, hopefully. Yeah. And
in contrast to the Marshall team, who he must have just said, hey, keep doing what you're doing, because they're out early. They were in the locker room for maybe 2.5 minutes. He didn't have a lot to say.
Yeah, get it to him. Miller.
Yeah, Miller. So as the coach.
Let's get the numbers here really quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for Marshall, we had Lincoln Fuller with 3, Clark Irwin with 4, Austin Burns with 5, and Austin Miller, 15. And that includes 3 made threes.
All right, how about for the Mounties?
For the Mounties, not much of an output right now. Avery Ansball with 3, Hudson Cooper with a basket, and Jalen Jordan with 8.
And for the supporting cast, if you want to call it, I don't like to say you're a team and everybody is important, but it does get a little bit of like, let's get it to Jalen and he'll score. But those other guys, Jared Osterberg, Jonathan Osterberg, Ian Ansball, need to be ready to catch and shoot if somebody gives you a window to shoot in the corner or elsewhere. And if you're not comfortable shooting for a 3, then don't try to get open out there. And I think Ansball did that better than anyone in that first half, was make a little dribble drive move, get a step on the baseline. Problem was he's 5'5", and he's going down there with 6'5 players, and he's getting, you know, he's in the trees with nowhere to go, but it's effort, though, and it's not a bad basketball play, and he's gotten himself to the line, and so that's helped out. You wonder where the points are going to come from, and somebody's got to be ready to shoot. I guess that would be my advice. Be ready to shoot, guys. If you're not normally a shooter, tonight's your night.
Yeah, even if you catch it and you're not ready to shoot, you got to catch it ready to do something.
Yeah.
And that includes give a shot fake and at least drive. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's, again, the whole purpose of this offense is drive and then kick it to open guys as they collapse. So you can't just catch it. And they're kind of catching it just ready, to, as you said, not to do anything.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll find out what they do in 2 minutes. 2 minute commercial break, and we'll get the second half started. 27-13 Northwest trails on WKHM.
Started. Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express. Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
101.5 FM. It'll be Marshall Ball to start the second half here. Shout out to Jeff Bontrager, came and said hello. Appreciate the Northwest Mounties, one of our sponsors. They go right to Miller at the top of the key, gets a good look at it, doesn't go, and rebounded by the Mounties. I think that's something the Mounties have done well, is like, clear is get those defensive rebounds and not give Marshall extra chances. There's a steal, though, and a quick break, and Burns again right there to drop it off at the door, and another miss. A rough shooting night.
He wanted to dunk it, I think, and kind of lost it.
Oh, looking for Cooper on the baseline. He makes a move to the basket. They're going to say he stepped on the end line. A couple students over here disagree.
Well, that was right in front of us. What do you think?
I didn't see him step on the line.
I didn't think so either. No. But these guys. Second decisions.
And I'm saying peripherally, I didn't see it. They were looking right at it.
And truthfully, we actually have better vantage point than they do out on the floor.
Right. Yeah. There's Graham, another missed shot by the Redhawks, and there's a knockaway. Good hands on that one by Lewis, and then turned the other way for Marshall, but they did get it down to Hudson Cooper, and I like it. Looks like they're going to go for him a little bit here in the second half as he's working real hard on the baseline.
Great opening minute defensively. They got three or four stops already, but they got to convert on this end. And again, who's it going to be?
Graham gets a screen. Step back three for Dennis Graham. That one's going to come off and rebounded by Burns for Marshall. And neither team's really had much going on in the offensive glass. There's an open three in the corner. Missed. Halfway down. Tapped out. And there goes Jordan the other way for the Mounties. Crosses over. Has to pull it back out. No numbers. They'll set up in a half-court scheme. Going to Jordan on the right side, and he'll mishandle it. That was good defense, though, over there to make the pass tough by Landon Lewis.
Steve, that last time Dennis Graham missed that open three, but how often do you see that in high school, especially where someone's just on the bench the whole first half in foul trouble, and they just have a hard time to ever get it going? You know, it just kind of takes you out of the game. You got to be really, and I'm not saying he's not, but you got to be super mentally tough to come back in there and forget about the first half.
Yeah. Burns turns and faces, gets a step, takes it in, and I don't know who we're going to get. Maybe Jordan on the foul, but Graham was reaching in there. They will get Jordan. That'll be his first, I believe.
I love that play by Marshall. You got a guy like Burns, you get him at the high post with the ball, and you fake a couple handoffs and take the smaller Jordan to the hoop.
Yeah. Burns struggling at the line tonight, but he gets that first one to go. 6:09 to play third quarter, 28-13. All Marshall so far in this one.
I bet you Burns shoots an awful lot of free throws. He takes it to the hole hard.
Yeah. Gets both of those to go. If he starts making those free throws, does not bode well for the Mounties. And that looks like a turnover on the full court pressure here by Marshall.
And even though there was a little pressure, that was one of those kind of unforced ones that the Mounties have to clean up.
6:05 to go here in the third. Marshall ball. Irwin hands it off. There's a drive and a spin move. Elevation. Little fader, but missed. Burns comes swooping in for the rebound and the putback. And then we'll get Burns back to the free throw stripe for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And he continues to play big down there. Then missed shot on that one by Lincoln Fuller, but I was saying not many offensive rebounds so far. Burns changing that and turning it into a potential three-point play. And he rattles in the free throw. Biggest lead of the game right now for the Redhawks, 32-13. Jordan at the top and spotted the high post. Scoops it to Osterberg, gives it up to Jordan on the wing. Back it back out in re-space. Dennis Graham. Seeing the floor, working to the right side. Now crosses back over to the left. Looking for the screen and roll to Cooper. Nothing there. 5:23 to go, and Anspaugh goes off the dribble. He gets into some traffic, picks it up. Looking for a release valve, and it is Jalen Jordan outside of the arc, and he'll back it up again once more to slow it down. Getting a screen. They're kind of switching on the screen at the top. Jordan goes left side for Anspaugh. Cooper trying to set a back pick. He screens, and Anspaugh gets into traffic. It's loose. Hudson Cooper there. Thought he had a chance at it. We're going to get a whistle. And I think we'll get a foul against Cooper. No.
Ooh. Mounties get a break there. They got Austin Burns with that one. Kind of looked like two guys just diving on the floor for a ball and not much contact. But refs keeping control of the game.
Osterberg has passed it in, and 5-second call. 4:56 remains in this one, and a Marshall ball.
Steve, you were hoping that the Mounties could come out and win this first 4 minutes. Well, Right now it is 5-0 in the first 3 minutes.
And I know it's only 5-0, but it feels might as well have been 15-0 is how it feels right now, Marshall's offensively. Jordan, though, pressuring Burns. He's going to get the fast break all alone. Takes it up, looking for the dunk, but he's going to draw a foul, it looks like. Hung up on the rim a little bit there. You can tell the energy in the gym just got elevated as we look for Jordan to run out and get the dunk. We're going to get a foul call against Clark Irwin, I think, and Jalen Jordan at the free throw line. Chance to end the scoring drought for the Mounties.
Good hustle by Irwin. It did look like Jordan was going to have an open dunk. Irwin hustled down there and actually got a pretty good piece of the ball, I thought.
Jordan missed the free throw ball, don't lie, I guess, for the Marshall fans.
Well, it looked like Jordan was really kind of get those steps timed just right so he could throw something thunderous down, and that gave Irwin just enough time to kind of get there and get a piece of it.
Second free throw goes for Jordan. First point of the half for the Mounties, and they set up full court pressure. Bryson Cooper on the floor now. We get screened in there. Good press break for Marshall, and they get a look at the basket. Missed it, but on the rebound attempt, they're going to call it off for the Mounties. There's a little slide baseline. Lincoln Fuller elevated double clutch off the glass. Didn't go. Marshall passed it in from the sideline. 4:27 to play in the third. 32-14. Floated way in to Burns on the left wing, and he's going to try to drive against Osterberg there. Lost it off his foot. And get a whistle.
Get a reach in.
That's going to go against Burns. So two calls going against Burns. It looks like they could have just been non-calls. Northwest have created the turnover. But, c'est la vie. Jalen Jordan setting up near the jump circle. Gets a screen there from Bryson Cooper. Goes left side, step back, long two-point shot is an air ball. Irwin rebound, that's Fuller rebounds. Gives it up to Irwin. Irwin crosses. Back cut, Burns, no. Hand off to Miller on the wing. They've kept Miller off the score sheet here in the second half so far. There's a rebound by Bryson Cooper. Loses it, though. And Fuller, second chance, no good. Backing it up, taking a triple is Irwin, and he knocks it down. Clark Irwin with that offensive rebound on the baseline, and he went with purpose back to the three-point stripe.
He was seeking it.
21-point lead now, massive for Marshall with 3:30 to play. Off the dribble and a floater for Osterberg. No good. Gets his rebound out the glass, and it rattles around like it might not go down, but it does. Jared Osterberg, his first bucket of the game, 35-16. Burns on a run out. Stops, pulls up, missed it. Rebounded Graham. He gives it up to Jordan. Jordan feeds it down into traffic for Bryson Cooper. Marshall was ready for it. They turn it the other way. Fuller. Skip pass across to Irwin. You know he wants to take that three. Pump fakes and takes an extra step. Turns it over.
Three fresh bodies coming in for Marshall.
2:52 to go. John Johnson's going to get checked back in for the Mounties. Jared Osterberg will get a breather. Antoine Graham, Jordan, Bryson Cooper, and John Johnson for the Mounties as they come down the floor trailing by 19 with 2:47 to play in the third quarter. Graham gives it up to Jordan on the left wing. Antoine on the floor. A two-man game there with Jordan. Antoine retreats. John Johnson comes out to get it. Probably want to swing this. Johnson tries to drive. Back cut for Jordan. Can't get it to him. Graham now on the wing. Johnson comes over there to replace him on the wing. Skip pass, and they were ready for it. Burns now with a breakaway. He's going to take it and switch hands, and I like that because you know he wants to go up and slam it. With Jordan trailing him, he just went up for the smart play and finish. Got the bucket with 2:10 to play in the third. 21-point lead. There's Bryson Cooper making a move to the basket. Burns coming over to block, and we'll get a foul call. That's the third one this quarter for Austin Burns.
I thought they might get Kruger with the body, but Burns looked like he got all ball up top.
Yeah, and he was able to because Bryson wasn't able to elevate because of the contact. Misses the free throw. Jared Osterberg checks back in. Jared Osterberg, Jonathan Osterberg, Avery Ann Spa, Bryson Cooper, and John Johnson in the game right now for Northwest with 2:06 to go in the third. Cooper gets that second free throw to fall. Mountie set up full court pressure. Inbound goes to Walto, and everybody kind of backs it up. Walto moves past Osterberg. Right side, pump fake for J.J. Tucker. He drives, takes a shot in the paint. Airball that rebounded, though, by Marshall. Irwin with a triple. No good. Osterberg, nice box out and rebound. Looks to take off, loses his footing, and I think we'll get a tripping call. I don't know if he did get tripped, but that's what it looked like.
And the good news is this is going to send him to the line. He'll be shooting for the last minute, 44.
37-17, Northwest trails. Just have never gotten anything going offensively.
And as tough as it is, getting to the line might be the answer.
Osterberg will take that free throw and hit. Jarrett with 3 points here in the third quarter. And another free throw coming at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And he made them both. Left-hander. Dennis Graham back in for Avery Anspaugh. And Northwest will press Will Krueger into the game for the Redhawks. They get into J.J. Tucker past the press, and now on the run, drops one off to Irwin on the block, backs it out. Krueger with a look at a triple. No, looked like it was going to go. Batted around and finally squeezed by Irwin, and he'll let Marshall set things back up.
That height advantage just kind of showed up in the third quarter for Marshall.
Yeah. They get it into Tucker at the elbow. He takes the jumper and rattles it in. A little shooter's roll. The missed three on the previous shot was not Krueger, but was Walto.
Tucker made that little eight-footer coming off the heels of an air ball from that same spot. It's tough to do sometimes.
Anspaugh into the elbow, backs it, or excuse me, not Anspaugh, Osterberg backs out Jarrett to Jonathan. Going on a baseline drive, skips it across. Jonathan Osterberg, a little step back, two-point shot. Didn't get behind the arc, but he knocks down the two-pointer. 51 seconds, 39-21. They cut it to 18 here. It's a drive by Tucker and throws it away. Out of control. That drive, see a lot of players drive really hard down there and then try to pass it across the lane, and often that's a turnover waiting to happen.
That's a tough one. Although Osterberg just did it.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
Graham and Walton in his breadbasket. Steals it, goes the other way, and Krueger can't get the layup to go. Fed him for a wide open one. So he pads the stats. Offensive rebound and another bucket there. No assist for Walto. Graham out on the wing. Calling for a screen. No, waving it off. He's going to go one-on-one here. Backs it out and gives it up to Osterberg now at the circle. 10 seconds in the third. Off the dribble. Osterberg will pull up a triple and missed everything. Johnson tries to save. Can't get it. 4.3 and a 20-point game, 41-21. See if Marshall flings something up here at the buzzer. Say kind of a superficial press by Northwest, and now they'll call it off. Tucker, 3, 2, 1. Fading one-handed half hook? I don't know what to call it. Anyway, we're out of time here for the third quarter. 60-second break. 8 more minutes to play. Mounties Trail 41-21 on WKHM. 4 minutes to play.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Last chance for the Mounties to mount some sort of a comeback here. Nate. Seems far-fetched, but we'll see. Jordan out on the wing. Gets a screen, goes in, splits the defense, gets in the lane, scores it, and he'll draw a foul. I guess if you're going to start a comeback, you want to go with a three-point play to start.
And I thought that might be against Burns and get his fourth, but it's going against Landon Lewis. It's going to be his second.
And left the free throw short. And the rebound chased out of bounds. They say last touch, Marshall. Battling for the rebound. It went off a Red Hawks' hand, so the break for the Mounties. They didn't get the free throw, but another possession. Trailing by 18.
Sorry, Jalen Jordan now 3-for-7 from the line tonight.
Pass it to him in the backcourt. Gets a screen. Now right side for Graham on the wing. Screen comes, he goes away from it, dribbles in, now out to Anspaw. Anspaw backs it out to Cooper, now Jordan. Pointing for the screen, crosses over. And pull-up jumper from the elbow for Jordan. He does have that sweeping crossover, he really makes some space.
Yeah, that's kind of a college move he has there.
Yeah. 41-25, 16-point game, 7-10 to play. Miller making a move to the basket, gets in deep. Partially blocked, challenged by Jonathan Osterberg. We'll get a chicken, got him on the arm. That'll send Miller to the free throw line. He was scoreless in the third, was he not?
Yeah, he was after 15 in the first. And to be honest, that was a little bit forced, I thought. It was almost like a guy that knew he hadn't scored yet. He was going to get his shot up.
Getting about 16 a game, you said, and there's 16 for him tonight.
Yeah.
On the made free throw at the Espen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
He should make this one and just head of the bus. It's over his average.
Missed it, though. He'll have to stay. He gets to the rebound and then falls down, turns it over, and Bryson Cooper running the break, getting up in the air to dunk. And chased down by Burns, and we'll get a foul call. Maybe four on Burns, and he doesn't like it, but I think their legs got tied up maybe, or arms. You can see Cooper aggressively wanted to go in and dunk that fast break, and I thought for a minute he might go down hard, so it was actually nice that he didn't.
Yeah, it's almost like him and Burns got tied up, and that was probably a good thing for Cooper. Kept him from hitting the deck hard.
And Cooper's first free throw rattles out.
And what does that mean, Steve?
Ball don't lie.
Yeah, it was clean.
It was clean. Must have been clean. With four fouls, Burns will go to the bench. Still seven to play here. Replaced by Fuller. Miller, Fuller, Tucker, Lewis, and Walto. Hudson Cooper will replace Bryson Cooper. 26-42, Mounties trail. Came out with a little more life here to start the fourth quarter and looked a little more energetic. Full court pressure here by Northwest. But they kind of, I don't know if they're pressuring the inbounds, because then once they get it in, everybody just kind of retreats.
Yeah, it's a little token, isn't it?
Yeah. Miller drops it down to the baseline. Nice feed. Lewis finding a cutting J.J. Tucker in the lane. Tucker can't finish, but good look. Just a touch pass. Tucker will go to the free throw line for Aspen. 1 hour heating and air conditioning with 6:44 to play. 42-26. Shout out to Coach Johnston, Jackson College. Head man, nice win for his team on Wednesday. Could be there for. They beat Oakland Community College.
He's an easy guy to root for. Great guy.
Makes the pair, pushes the lead back to 18. Graham has it for the Mounties. Now Osterberg gets a screen from Hudson Cooper. Osterberg with a move to the basket. Spin move in the paint. And draws a foul, and that'll send Jonathan Osterberg to the free throw line. The younger of the Osterbergs here, freshman guard. probably be the starting backcourt next year, him and his brother.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, he's that free throw.
Talk all the time. If you're a freshman on the varsity, that's a tough leap. When you go from eighth grade and you're a 13 or 14 year old kid to playing with 18 year old men.
6:27 to play, 44-26. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and he gets the second one. Again, kind of just token pressure on the inbound, backing it up. Walto will dribble up against Jonathan Osterberg. 6:20 to play. Join us tomorrow night. We'll be out at Grass Lake High School as the Warriors will try to continue this run. And they host the Leslie Blackhawks. That'll be, Brian, our last regular season tilt.
Really, man?
I do believe. Yours and mine.
It's here. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, tournament time's here.
Into the corner. Miller gets a look at an open three and leaves it a little short. Anspaugh has it knocked away from him on the save attempt. Osterberg steals it and turns it the other way for the Mounties. Dribbling in, gets in the air, and kind of nice one-on-one move there by Osterberg. Kind of uses his body and gets the finish at the basket.
Looked like a young Scott Buechler, who's a principal here that was just here. I was hoping he could hear us.
Let him overhear it, yeah. Walto drives, passes out. J.J. Tucker now at the top of the key for the Marshall. Yeah, we got a few good games left, Brian. As I mentioned, Leslie and Grass Lake tomorrow. Gosh, we got Jackson and Tecumseh, I think, on Friday. And then Saturday, the Cascades Conference Championship game over at Spring Arbor, which I believe is now is going to be Grass Lake and Columbia Central. Anspaugh makes the dribble drive, loses his footing, falls to his backside, and gets called for traveling. Some contact there, but these officials have been pretty, pretty clean on letting that kind of stuff go in traffic like that. Although Aiden Burns, or what is it, Austin Burns, he would tell you that these refs have been calling touch fouls. He picked up four in the second half pretty quickly.
Steve, you're talking about Grass Lake. We're going to see him again tomorrow. That team has me perplexed because here they're undefeated, and you watch them, and it's just a lot of scrappiness. And you think, man, they just play a lot of low-scoring defensive battle games, and they just managed to win them, kind of like the Chiefs did this year in football.
Will Grass Lake end up with a Chiefs-like conclusion to their season?
Yeah, I hope not for Grass Lake's sake.
Yeah. Irwin gets a step and a drive. Layup is good. 4:24 to play, 46-29. Step back. Hudson Cooper taking a triple and partially blocked by Burns. He's running the floor now, and they'll get somebody down there to challenge him. And John Jordan gets up and swats one away. And we get a whistle in there.
Oh, and that better be on a reach and not Jordan.
And it looks like they're going to get William Frazier into the game for the Mounties on some body contact because Jordan finally showed us what we were talking about in the pregame, leapt out of the gym and caught that one midair. Burns misses the first free throw. 4:08 to play, 46-29. Mounties trail. Get a couple more substitutions. Bryson Cooper back into the game, as well as a player to be named later.
Steve, that Super Bowl yesterday was a little bit like tonight's game. It was kind of decided early, and it's been
like the halftime break, and the Chiefs had to come out with something and just didn't have it, and that's kind of how Northwest came out. A little energized, but Marshall proved too much for him tonight. 4 minutes left here. I think it's Gage Markin is number 13 there from the JV.
Yes, sir.
There's Anspaugh with a jumper from the elbow, gets it to fall. 47-31. 3:41 to go. Both teams have gone into the bench largely, although Miller and Burns are still in there. Irwin, I guess, too. Marshall's just going to stick it out here. 3:32 to go. Miller gets an open look from the wing. Three, no. Heel and rebounded by Tucker. He takes it the other way. Floater's going to miss everything, but we'll get a foul against the Mounties on the shot. Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Free throw is coming for J.J. Tucker. Chris Galloway going to retrieve that loose ball. Shout out to the athletic director here.
Showing good hustle. Northwest. Yeah.
I got to say, the gym looks really nice when you're in here tonight, Brian. I think our banner goes good with the paint scheme. Of course, they have two of the best scoreboards in the area, one on each end of the floor in this Mountie gym. Burns gets the rebound, and then Tucker falling down and has his shot blocked by Bryson Cooper. Mounties get the loose ball up the floor. Markin gets a step, takes it into the air. Burns coming through. Didn't get called for a foul on that one and certainly seemed to get some contact. And these officials may be thinking, let's get this 3 minutes done and wrap it up.
Yeah. They're thinking Burns has a lot of blocks today that we've called fouls. We're going to let one go.
Mm-hmm. 2:51 to go. 49-31 Mounties trail. Jordan in traffic. Picks it up, stuck, back cut. Anspaugh gets into the air, and he'll draw a foul. Anspaugh just, he's got that kind of, I don't want to say little man game, but that, like, puts his arms in awkward places so you can't easily block his shot and makes you kind of come through and make contact with the arm or the wrist. Sends himself back to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, it's one of those things when you've been not real tall your whole life, you kind of have to figure it out, right?
Yeah. He got his mom's stature. His dad's a much larger fellow. But he definitely got the athleticism that runs through the family altogether. And you can see he's a good strong player. And he's played some good minutes tonight for Northwest. Doesn't hurt him in any way. As a matter of fact,
smart.
Gets his own rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right there. Just
back
being
to the
crafty.
Basket. Yep.
Yeah.
Pump fake, go into that gap, gets the shot up, and goes back to the free throw line.
Well, they finally got Burns with number 5.
They'll exit, and that'll get Kruger back in. And Avery Anspaugh, just a junior, so see him back out here playing minutes for the Mounties probably again next year. He misses that free throw. 2:38 remains. 49-32. That one's short as well. Rebounded by Bryson Cooper. Put back. Rolls in. Inbound goes to Walto. 2:26 remains. Gabe Markin covering. It's a screen. Bryson Cooper comes off to guard, and then we're going to get a backcourt violation. Pressuring out near midcourt. Created the turnover. 2:15 to play. Mounties will get it back. Some more substitutions. Into the game for Northwest is... We have to speculate, but I think that's... Unknown.
Oh, Bobby Simon.
Okay.
Bobby Simon's in. Him and Markin, both fifth quarter JV guys.
Ah. Simon gets it at the top. Has it taken away. Waffles will take it, and he won't attempt the dunk, but a nice lefty finger roll. 51-34. Now another near turnover. Marshall getting aggressive here. Irwin comes up with a loose ball. Scoops it around the basket. Missed the circus layup. Rebounded by Northwest again. Markin will drive it up. Moves the middle. Now down the lane. Into traffic. Forced one up. Missed. Rebounded Bryson Cooper. And he puts it back. A couple late buckets for Bryson. 51-36. Cuts it to 15. Minute 22 to play. 80 seconds. Cooper with a steal. Saves it into... That is
Bobby Simon.
Bobby Simon, thank you, Professor.
Well, he's 11 on JV, but that's taken by Osterberg, so he has to go 12.
62 seconds for Marshall, 51-38. Handoff as Marshall works around the perimeter. into the corner. Irwin won't take the three. He'll drive instead and pull up in the lane, get that jumper to go. On the floor from Marshall, Riker Richardson did make it in. I have to say Riker Richardson after all.
That's good. Irwin's look good for the Marshall.
Yeah.
Red Hawks.
John Johnson out at the top. Looks to drive, gets into the elbow, forces up a runner, missed it, but guy's on rebound, has that blocked out of bounds. It should be Marshall ball. 24 seconds, 53-38 our score here.
Johnson kind of want to follow along as a fan next to us, but at this point, you're going to have to get hit pretty good for the ref to want to extend this time.
And they're proving it. They're some very physical. They do get a back cut. Johnson gets a layup on the assist from Simon. 53-40. Looks like that'll be our final. Marshall run out the last 7 seconds, I assume. And that is the case. 53-40, the final. Marshall the winner. Mounties fall again. Let's take our final commercial break. We'll come and get you the post game and give you the numbers and wrap things up here from Northwest High School. 53-40, the final. Mounties fall at home on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
We'll be right back.
High School Basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here, and again, the final 53-40. Looks closer than it really was. And at some point, they had gotten it over 20 points. And Marshall, pretty good team. They move now to 12-6 on the year, and that'd be 6-3 in the league. They do have a tough kind of final part of their schedule. They play tomorrow night, Portage Central. Then they've got Western and one more game with Northwest out at their school coming up here in the next couple weeks. And then Marshall goes to play at Three Rivers for their district with Harper Creek, Battle Creek, Penfield, Three Rivers, and Vicksburg.
Yeah, you can see where that's a tough out. They're mm-hmm. long. There's a bunch of them. They're athletic. They can shoot. They can switch defensively 1-5 not really lose anything on a matchup. So that's just a tough high school, good solid high school team.
Yeah, with between Fuller, Miller, and Burns, they all went about 6'3 and above, and could all handle the rock, can shoot it a little bit, and could go inside too, and defend pretty well too. And none of them are going to get beat. They're going to run the floor well. So couldn't really put that all on display tonight. Just kind of a muddy game all in all, but. Northwest stayed alive in the second half, came out with some energy still, and despite, again, trailing by quite a bit, managed to come in and make it look a little more respectable at the end and get some guys with some additional points. And just a shame that that's the last one we're going to get to see from Northwest, and we lose our lucky rabbit's foot or lucky broadcast crew as Street Breakers. Yeah, so...
It was fun watching Bryson Cooper that last quarter. I think he showed some flashes of what's to come, mm-hmm. Some good things to come for him, and we'll be looking forward to watching him develop through the years, too.
Yeah. So let's get the numbers and wrap things up.
All right. Well, for Marshall, we had Matt Wado with 2. Lincoln Fuller had 3. Will Kruger with 2. J.J. Tucker had 4. Clark Irwin with 13. Austin Burns with 12. And 5 fouls and a lot of blocks and a lot of almost blocks. And leading the way today for Marshall, Austin Miller with 16, 15 of those coming in the first half.
Yeah. And he didn't, it's not that he didn't get any shots up in the second half. I mean, he went a little cold after a really not a ton of touches even in the third quarter for Miller. Didn't slow anything down for Marshall, though. Nice night. And apologies to Wado. I was saying Walto. There's two things to blame. Either my eyesight as I age or use bigger print when you put your roster out.
And in fairness to you, that I kind of looked like an L. I understood it.
Nevertheless, I feel bad for the guy if it's, somebody was listening and they know him. Because I've experienced listening to a broadcast knowing that the announcer's getting the player's name wrong. So
I hope like about 30 of the Wado families were listening today. Yeah, you just get angry emails for like the next week.
Or they're out here like they left home to come here so they could give me a hard time before we leave the broadcast. Well, then we better wrap it up more quickly. Okay. What about for Northwest?
For Northwest, we had Avery Ansbaugh with 6, Jarrett Osterberg with 4, Jonathan Osterberg 5, Hudson Cooper with 2, Bryson Cooper 6, John Johnson had 2, Bobby Simon, the fifth quarter JV player, with 2, and leading the way tonight for Northwest was Jalen Jordan with 13 points.
Jordan was the leading scorer for the Mounties, but I think our player of the game tonight is going to be Avery Ansbaugh. I think he just was he was in there most of the game, came in off the bench actually, but stuck around in the game and made some good plays, got to the free throw line, and just played an overall pretty good game in the loss, kept it together, kept up good effort, and that's the thing I like to see. And we do see that a lot, I think, around here, even when we end up in a lopsided game sometimes, that a lot of these teams still play really hard all the way to the end, regardless of what the final score is going to be.
Yeah, and the team did. And Avery Ansbaugh, we've seen him enough. He always plays hard. Yeah. I mean, he's always down in good defensive position, working hard. Mm-hmm. He deserves some recognition.
Yeah, so tonight he gets it. The player of the game doesn't always have to be the leading scorer on the team, and tonight he was just putting in a good effort, and you're going to take a loss by double digits. Well, maybe just being around, sticking around and playing hard till the end is worth a player of the game acknowledgement.
Did I do well enough to deserve an Acapulco California burrito?
Sure,
because I think that's what's about to happen in a minute.
I think everybody probably have one if you're out here by Northwest.
Yeah, okay.
It's the proximity. So Northwest next in action on Friday, Valentine's Day at Hastings. They will be, again, Holt is the location for their district. They'll be with Jackson High again. We went and did that, some of those games last year at Skyline, I think we were at. But they're at Holt this year, Jackson, Northwest, Everett, Mason, Okemos, and, of course, the host school, Holt. We've been to Holt recently, too.
And Steve, kind of at this time of the year, I always think of you, we see enough of each other where you're kind of my Valentine, too, in a way. And when will we see each other next? That's what I want to know.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Grass Lake, the site. Leslie and Grass Lake. I haven't seen Leslie this year, but the way they've played over the last few years, that's going to be a rugged Cascades conference. I mean, I know Leslie's new into the league, but that feels like that's going to be a slugfest.
Yeah, we know Matt John's the coach over there. Friend of the program, we'll say. And they always play tough. They take his personality on, and, yeah, Grass Lake likes to muddy it up. So,
yeah, this is
going to
be physical.
I'm taking the under tomorrow,
yeah,
whatever
I think that
it is.
Good wise bet. Well, we'll be on the air around 6:45, and Kiera Rombeyer, our executive producer tonight, will be back in the studio to help us out. For the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 9.